The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Swingin' on the Swanee Shore. This seems to be a nice, quiet moment for me to tell you about Johnson's Glow.
Hello there, my little polished plugger.
Why, hello, Boomer.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm trying to talk about Johnson's Glow Coat.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, sir.
Okay, Boomer. Now, folks, if you have linoleum on your kitchen...
Hi, Miss Wilcox.
Why, hello, silly.
I thought you were supposed to talk about Johnson's Glow Coat.
Well,
yes.
That's what I'm trying to do, if you'll give me a chance.
Excuse me, Miss Wilcox.
As I was saying, folks, Glow Coat is a liquid polish that keeps linoleum and floors shining like new and saves you hours of work. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing when you use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat.
Hi, Harlow.
Hello, Ted.
How do you spell Glow Coat?
Why, G-L-O, G-L-O, well, that's funny. I ought to know how to spell that.
Spell it for him, boys.
G-L-O-H-G-O-A-T.
Johnson's Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Well, Molly is determined to spruce up the old homestead at 79 Wistful Vista, starting with the attic. So here is a homey little domestic scene with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly, just what do you expect to accomplish by messing around up here in the attic anyway?
Oh, I thought we might find something up here to dress up the living room a little bit.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you think 42 cobwebs, 3 pounds of dust, a busted dress form, and 8 spiders is going to make it any cozier, darling.
Be quiet. Help me open up this trunk.
Okay. Ouch! It's hot.
Why, sure it's hot. It's a steamer trunk.
Wait, I'll open it. Hey, there's something. These red lace curtains would look kind of snappy in the living room.
What do you mean, red lace curtains?
Hmm?
That's your old bathing suit, Eagernut. A moth has been in it.
Go on, a moth can't swim.
Oh, here's me old picture hat.
Picture hat? What picture? Idiot's Delight?
That's no picture.
Well, neither's that hat.
Never mind the clowning, McGee. I want to see what's in this trunk. Now, you take the things as I hand them to you.
Okay.
Let me see now. Oh, here's Aunt Daisy's afghan.
Moth must have been at that, too. Look at the holes.
It's crocheted, stupid.
Oh. It ought to be black instead of blue, shouldn't it?
Why?
Well, black is crocheted.
Oh.
Get it, Molly? Crocheted, black crow?
Ain't funny,
okay,
Mickey.
Okay, I can... Say, there's something, Molly. That picture of Mount Vesuvius popping off.
That isn't Mount Vesuvius. That's me grandfather.
Oh. Well, how could I tell? You had it upside down. I thought them whiskers were smoke.
That's a real genuine crayon enlargement.
It's a bum picture of him.
Why, it isn't either. It's a real speaking likeness. Hello, Grandpa.
Hello there, granddaughter.
See?
That's no crayon portrait. That's a chalk talk. Hey, what's that thing you got there, Molly?
This?
Yes, let's see that.
Oh, it's nothing important.
Oh, come on now. Let's see it. What was it?
Oh, just an old snapshot, McGee.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me see. I wonder if this blanket here is...
Hey,
here.
Let me see that snapshot.
No.
Oh, come on, Molly. Let me see.
Well, here then. And if you laugh, you losing, I'll... Go on.
Oh, boy, you on a bicycle. And wearing a bustle.
Go on, have
this
a good
terrific.
Time.
What a bustle. I can understand now why they didn't have rear-view mirrors in them days. Oh, what a picture.
Here. Here's one of you in your tight pants and your little flat derby.
Hey, I think I'll go downstairs and see if the mail come yet. I'm expecting some
important. Oh, you can't
mail.
Take it, huh? You stay right here and help me with this stuff. Here, put this old seashell somewhere.
Hey, that's kind of pretty, ain't it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold it up to your ear, you can hear the roar of the ocean.
Like this?
That's it.
I don't hear anything.
Well, maybe they got it from the Dead Sea. Oh, heavenly day.
Now what?
Oh, here's some of your old love letters to me before we were married.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and all tied up with a purple ribbon.
Don't read them things, Molly. What are you saving them for?
Oh, you used to write awful sweet letters, McGee.
Hey, I think I'll go downstairs and see if the mail has come yet. I'm expecting some important...
You stay here. Listen. Dear Molly, my sweetest of sweets, my darling angel.
Say, it's getting kind of warm up here, ain't it? Let's go downstairs, will you?
My darling angel, my luscious little tootsie wootsie.
Oh.
Whose boofal ittle squidgeons is who today? Can my little Cupid doll bear to see her dwaite, big, wuff, old mansy wansy again?
I didn't
know. Can she bear to see her dwight big wuff old mansy wansy again so soon after he tried to hold her itsy bitsy ittle paddy wanny?
Come on, Molly. I'm expecting some important mail, and if you don't mind...
Oh,
I...
no, you don't. You stay right here.
Well, let's get busy then. Shucks, wasting time reading all them letters. Hey, what's this thing? An old phonograph?
Sure, and here's the horn.
Hmm.
Shaped just like a morning glory.
Oh, and here's some old records. Let's try a couple.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Sure.
Well, all right, go ahead. Wind it up.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Long time. Play this one, maybe. It's one of my old favorites. Tell Me, Pretty Maiden.
Okay. I always like that one, too. Well, here she goes.
Oh, tell me, pretty maiden, do you use Johnson's glow coat to beautify your floor? Johnson's glow coat is...
Get that record stopped before Harpo gets any dizzier than he is. Hey, what's this record here?
Well, read the label, foolish. The
label's torn off. Oh, well, I'll play it anyway.
Go ahead.
Ted Weems and his orchestra playing When My Dream Boat Comes Home, featuring Perry Como. This is not an Edison record.
When my dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more they will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my very own. Moonlight water will sing of the tender love that you will bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dreamboat comes home.
Fibber's important mail has arrived. It's a large package of new type can openers, which he is undertaking to sell from door to door. And here, standing on the corner of 14th and Oak Street, we find Fibber McGee and Molly taking a final look at the sales literature.
You better read it once more, McGee.
Oh, shucks, I know it by heart now. Madam, a child can operate the Kuppelkrumm colossal can opener. For the small sum of 50 cents, you can save nickels and knuckles. I like that, Molly, nickels and knuckles. I thought that one up myself.
I suspected as much. You know how to work the gadget.
I got the directions right here. All you got to do is place lever A in upright position, put wheel B against edge of can to be open, press lever C and D together tightly, and slowly turn flange G clockwise to position F. Then, as lever C coincides with horizontal line on wheel B, reverse action, and the cover of can should lift off easily.
I don't like that should. You say a child can operate it?
Absolutely.
They didn't have any mechanical engineering course when I was in kindergarten. I think you're off on another wild goose chase, McGee.
Well, wild geese fly high, baby. I'm the guy that can catch up with them. Well, we make the first call.
I don't suppose it makes much difference on a house-to-house canvas.
Well, in this case, it's a can-to-can house puss. Let's stop in here a minute. See now, place lever A in upright position, put wheel B against lever...
Well, what is it?
Madam, I represent the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener.
I got a can opener.
Nice going, McGee. You didn't even get to lever C and D.
I think maybe I better stick my foot in the door after this.
I knew a salesman that used to do that.
Did it work?
Beautifully. He lost 3 toes on his first day out. And he got $6,000 workman's compensation.
Hmm. What was he selling?
Corn plasters.
No, he just didn't know his bunions. Let's try this place. Good day, madam. I represent the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener. Good day, madam. I represent
Where
the
do you get that madam stuff?
Oh, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, hi there, Harpo. Say, you're a bachelor. You eat at home much?
Every few minutes. Why?
Well, McGee has just the thing for you. Tell him, McGee.
Look at this, Harpo. You know what this is?
Why, sure. It's the works out of an alarm clock.
Oh. No, it ain't. This gadget, Harpo, is the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener. Simple to operate, easy to clean, inexpensive, and lasts a lifetime.
Lifetime of what?
Of the can opener.
Oh.
Yes, sir, Harpo. No bachelor like you can afford to be without this little gadget. A child can operate it. You got a can or something handy?
Why, sure. Here's a can of Johnson's Glow Coat.
Oh, why, those cans don't need can openers, Mr. Wilcox.
Besides, you got it upside down. You don't want to open the wrong end of it, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. You see, the success of Johnson's Glow Coat has been so phenomenal, I was wondering what was at the bottom of it.
Someday that guy is going to push me too far.
And then what?
Well, think how far I'll have to walk back. I wonder about this house here now.
Heavenly days, McGee. Leave that garbage pail alone.
Yep. They use canned stuff, all right. Good day, madam. I represent the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener Corp. Oh, Mrs. Wearybottom. Hi there, Weary.
Well, for goodness sakes, imagine you two appearing at the back door like this. You certainly gave me a start. I hadn't the slightest notion who it was, though. Goodness me, when I see some of these other bums and tramps that ring my doorbell, it just seems like I'm always handing out a free meal. Won't you come in and have some tea and cake?
Boy, I didn't ring your doorbell, Weary. I knocked.
Well, it just goes to show, don't it, what happens when a body has mislaid her glasses and can't read her script so good. After a mistake like that, I don't suppose they'll want me on the program anymore, so I guess there's no use in my buying one of those can openers. I don't believe they work good anyway. Do you think Lewis can beat Schmeling?
Maybe I'm doing something wrong, Molly. Is there something wrong with my sales talk about those can openers?
Yeah, I think you better can your opening. Whatever gave you the idea you could sell can openers in the first place, McGee?
Well,
not that you did sell one in the first place. Hmm. Ring the doorbell.
So, I worked my way through college selling these things, Molly.
Yes.
Can opener McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, dear.
Can opener McGee, the king of the clever kids concocting cute kinks for kitchen and catches, can connoisseur of culinary cuss words.
Ring the bell again.
Yeah, what do you want?
Brother, I represent the Kupel Crumb Colossal Can Opener Corporation. Is the lady of the home at house, the house at home, is your wife here?
No, my wife's out of town. Now beat it. I got some of the boys here playing poker and you're interrupting the game.
Oh, poker. McGee, show him your openers.
Speaking of poker, bud, these can openers are aces. Makes every housewife a queen with one of these openers on the tray. They raise the deuce with hard work and cost very little jack. If you've got a full house, you can save time with this gadget, and I'm giving you the inside straight. I don't want to get clubby, but my heart's in this job, and I call a spade a spade. I'm offering you a new deal in housework. Why, if...
Say, for the love of Mike, how much are they?
50 cents. So let me tell you, bud...
All right, here you are. Now beat it. Mail me the can opener.
Thanks, bud. Well, Molly, now what do you think? It just takes a little quick thinking to put over a proposition like that. Why, that dirty load.
What's the matter?
Why, this ain't a half a buck. It's a poker chip.
What color?
White.
The cheapskate.
Ted Weems plays and Country Washburn sings a popular novelty number titled The Kid in the Three-Cornered Pants.
Three-cornered pants. When it's nice and quiet, who's the little lad? Likes to start a riot because it's fun being bad. Who's the perfect little resident? Who's gonna be the president? Why, anyone can tell you at a glance. Nobody else but the kid in the three-cornered pants.
If you want to be spared the drudgery of floor cleaning, just try using Johnson's Glow Coat on your linoleum. Watch it sparkle and gleam without rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat seals the pores and cracks so dirt and grime can't get ground into the floor. It keeps the surface brightly polished, easy to care for. Order Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat tomorrow from your dealer and have a more attractive home with much less work. Oh, and by the way, remember, you save money when you order the larger sizes. Well, the Wistful Vista representative of the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener is still on the job. And while we can't say he's going strong, he is going. Well, here he is about to make another call.
Now, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you try to change your approach?
Oh, you mean go to the back door instead of the front door?
No. Be a little smoother. Now, when this next lady comes to the door, sweep off your hat.
Is it dusty?
No. I mean, take it off with a flourish and bow real deep.
Hmm. Say, if it'll sell any can openers, I'll give them a curtsy that'll bump my forehead on the welcome mat.
Well, I have yet to see a welcome mat. Ring the bell.
Watch this bow, Molly. Good day to you, madam.
Hiya, boss. Hiya, ma'am.
Straighten up, McGee. It's Silly Watson.
I pretty near sprained my back, boss. You working here still?
Yes, sir.
Doing what?
Cook, please, ma'am.
Aha, you're just the fella I want to see.
Yes, sir. You that hungry, Mr. McGee? We got some cold ham.
Silly.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing like that, Sil.
No, sir. I hope not. A little ham kind of tough anyway.
Listen, Sil. I got a can opener.
Yes, sir. So is I.
No, silly. McGee means he has one to sell.
Yeah. It's the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener, Sil. So simple a child can work it. It saves your nickels and your knuckles. Won't tarnish, easily clean, lasts a lifetime, and is guaranteed by the Kuppelkrumm Colossal Can Opener Corporation.
Who that?
Who's what?
Who that cuckoo dumb corporation?
Kuppelkrumm, Sil. Kuppelkrumm. Kuppelkrumm is the manufacturer of the Kuppelkrumm can opener. Here's one right here, see? Yeah. Isn't that about the cleverest gadget you ever popped a peeper onto?
Yes, it sure is, ain't it? Do it do anything else, please?
What do you mean, does it do anything else?
Well, it seems like an awful lot of machinery, ma'am, just to open up a can of beans or something. I was having real good luck with a hatchet.
Hatchet? Oh, but that's primitive, Sil. Did your boss ever see you using a hatchet to open cans with?
Yes, sir, he sure did.
Well, what'd he say?
He said, "Is that the best can opener you got, Silly?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Throw that little hatchet away."
You see? And he got you a better can opener.
No, sir, he got me a better hatchet.
I see.
Yes, sir. Was there something you wanted, Miss McGee?
Well, what? No, I was just passing by and thought I'd show you this. So long, Sil.
So long, boss. Goodbye, Miss McGee.
Well, McGee, I'm afraid we're going to run out of houses before I get a chance to see Lever C and D play tag with Little Wheelie.
Oh, don't worry. You'll see it demonstrated right here at this next house.
Who lives here?
My first cash customer.
Say, I got an idea, McGee.
Hmm?
Why don't you start off with a question? And then they have to give an answer and you're into a conversation before they realize it.
Say, I think you got something there, Molly. Let's see now. What'll be a good question? Hi there, Bud. How long does it take you to open a can of spinach?
All my life. I hate spinach.
Well, that comes out even. I hate him. Reminds me of my cousin Snorpy McGee. He used to hate spinach, too. Ever tell you about Snorpy, Molly?
Many times.
That guy was the best rifle shot in the whole state of what state was that now, anyway?
Confusion.
Yes, confusion. No. Kentucky. Well, sir, old Snorp thought that everybody was out to take advantage of him. One day, he went into a department store and buys a rifle and some cartridges to do some deer hunting. And the clerk handed him the gun, takes his dough, and sticks it in a little wire basket and hauls on the cord. Well, sir, when Snorpy seen that basket whiz away with his money in it, he took after it like a greyhound, leaping over showcases, dashing around corners, whooping and hollering fit to bust. Finally, he seen that basket sliding up over a high balcony out of sight. So, quick's a flash, he raises his rifle and bangs away at it, cutting the trolley wire and bringing down the basket.
Well, what was the sense of that?
Yeah, that's what I asked him. And he says, well, he says, I bought that there rifle for deer hunting, and before I'd even left the store, I'd brung down $3. Shall we try this place,
Oh, I suppose so.
All right. Lever A in upright position. Put wheel B against edge of lever. No, that's it. Put wheel B. Madam, how long does it take you to open a can of Golden Bantam Co... Oh, hi there, little girl.
Hi. Mm.
Yeah. Your mother home?
Hmm?
I says, is your mother home?
Sure she is, I betcha.
Well, you ask her to step to the door a minute, please.
Why?
Well, I want to speak to her. Tell her it'll be well worth her while.
Hmm?
I says it'll... I represent the...
Keep Koopa your temper, Mickey.
Okay. Listen, little girl. You say your mama is home?
Sure she is.
Fine. I'd like to speak to her a minute.
All right.
Well, go on, call her.
What do I call her?
Just call her. Ask her to step to the door for just a minute. I won't impose on her good nature.
Hmm?
I said... Listen, sis, I'll give you a nickel to call your mother.
Well, gee, why didn't you say so?
Here you are.
Thanks. Hey, Mama, there's a man here.
There goes the profits on the sale of this can opener.
What sale of what can opener?
Well, I think this is where the worm turns. I mean, it's where the long road has... You get the idea.
Did you wish to see me?
Oh, yes. How do you do, madam?
How do you do?
Awful cute little girl there. Your sister?
Oh, no. My granddaughter.
No.
Really?
Good work so far, McGee.
Listen, madam. I represent the Kupelkrumm Colossal Can Opener Corporation. And I got a can opener here that'll do everything but put out the cat. It's guaranteed
a
not...
A can opener? Mm-hmm. How providential.
What do you mean, madam?
Well, I mean I was just this moment struggling with a can of molasses. I simply cannot get it open with my old can opener. Won't you step in?
Will a frog jump? Show me that can of molasses, sis. I'll make it sit up and say good morning.
Well, right this way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so pleased you came along.
Yeah, me too.
What's he gonna do, Grandma,
He's going to open the can of molasses, dear.
You betcha.
Yes, indeed, I hope.
Now then, keep an eye on the professor, folks. I might tell you, madam, that this Kupelkrumm Colossal Can Opener is guaranteed not to stick, stretch, or stymie, warp, wobble, or wiggle, rip, wriggle, or rust. It's easy to get, hard to use.
McGee.
I mean, it's hard to use and easy to... A child can operate it.
My, it sounds quite wonderful.
Doesn't it, though? Go ahead, McGee. Show the lady how to open the can.
Okay. I take the can of molasses in the left hand, like this, see?
Yes.
Then I put lever A against the side of the...
No, A in the upright position.
Oh, yes, in the upright position. Are you sure?
Fairly. Try it.
Okay. You see, madam, lever in this position, wheel against the edge of the can, or no, against lever C. Then you bring one side there, little girl, please.
I wasn't bothering you.
There. That's it. Now then, press lever C and D together, bring the wheel against the... No, then you turn this gadget here, you see?
And what happened?
You'd be surprised. So would I. I mean, it all happened so easy, it's a constant revelation to me.
Yes, yes.
Then all you got to do to open the can is reverse the position of something here. And then... Now then, you all ready? As lever coincides with horizontal mark on lever A, or maybe it was... Oh, now I got it. Watch.
Wonderful. Quick as a wink, too.
Yeah, see how it's done, sis? Just a twist of the wrist and...
I see. But the can isn't open.
What? Well, Dad, say it ain't a...
This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you all to join us again next week at this same time. And now for the makers of Johnson's Wax, good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ, Chicago. Fibber McGee and Molly will appear in person at the Amboyd Theater, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Tuesday, January 19th, and at the Oshkosh Theater, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, on Friday, January 22nd, matinee and evening performances.